Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So a massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake struck off the coast of Fukushima. Not a good place. If you remember 11 years ago, that's when the nuclear reactor got affected because of a bad earthquake and tsunami. There have been now blackouts, a 1 meter high tsunami advisory in the region, just 11 years after the last Fukushima disaster. Now, the earthquake was near Nijmegen, Japan. It was reported before 11 a.m., our time on Wednesday, which is around midnight there. The Japan Meteorological Agency said the quake struck about 36 miles below the sea. A tsunami advisory was issued, but the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center later said, no longer a threat, hallelujah. The Japan Meteorological Agency, however, is still keeping a low-risk advisory in place. Nami is a small town in the Fukushima Prefecture. Police said there were no reports of injuries or damage from the initial quake, according to local news station NHK Fukushima. Not good. We brought up Fukushima about a day or two ago when I was talking about how potassium iodide tablets have been completely bought up as people were worried about Putin and what he might do with Chernobyl, and as the people at Chernobyl have been taken at gunpoint and are being forced to work under duress. Exhausted, no breaks. I don't think they're being fed well. And so Chernobyl, sadly, has had issues with their power, concerns if their generators are being cooled. And so people have been buying up potassium iodide. As I've said before, potassium iodide protects your thyroid from radiation-induced thyroid cancer. It doesn't necessarily affect and help everything else. Doesn't protect against the other sort of illnesses that you could get, or cancer from radiation sickness. But it is something. So, you know, we're being told that in the United States, we are looking at overhauling our tsunami warning system. Apparently, a recent report says we have an urgent need for action. And according to Washington Post, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been advised to overhaul aspects of the system to fix these pressing issues. So tsunamis are these big, huge ocean waves caused by undersea earthquakes or other events that will disrupt water and then cause these waves. So our West Coast, Hawaii, Alaska are tsunami prone. So especially around the Pacific Rim, as the Pacific Rim is a hotbed for earthquake activity. They say at least 30 reported tsunamis have caused at least one death or $1 million in damage to the United States as of January 2018. As recently as January, tsunami waves reached the West Coast and advisories were issued across Hawaii, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, California. That was prompted by the underwater explosion of the Hunga Tonga volcano. So tsunamis are very unpredictable. They're tricky. But there are things that we can do. So there's a 32-page report that's outlining several areas for improvement. And so, like, better warning centers. Because, again, you want to get people away from the coast and to higher ground. And then be prepared for flooding, for damage to electricity, reactors, things like that. Now, I was born in California. I live near California, being in Nevada. So we're always keeping an eye on the San Andreas Fault. And the San Andreas Fault is like an 800-mile-long fault in California that is the site of a lot of small earthquakes and that we felt, that we periodically feel, even as far west as Nevada. But can also be the source of the next big one. And so a new study says that the slow-moving central section of the 800-mile San Andreas Fault could play host to much larger earthquakes than previously thought, as bad as the San Francisco 1906 one. So it's situated before Parkfield, between Parkfield and Hollister. The section undergoes a seismic fault, which, with two sizes of the fault moving imperceptibly slowly, releasing stress over time without causing a large earthquake. But a new study by Columbia University's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory in Palisades, New York, found that this very slow-moving region is capable still of producing very large-scale earthquakes. They said because when they looked back through the geological record for the fault, they found it experienced earthquakes of magnitude 7 and higher. A quake of that size could be pretty devastating. In fact, the 6.9 Loma Prieta tremor killed 63 people in the Bay Area in 1989. So the San Andreas Fault splits California from north to south. It's two tectonic plates that slowly grind against each other. They're always on the edge of producing the big one, we're being told. So they believe that this discovery means, yeah, they're active. There's been bigger quakes. So don't underestimate the chance that another quote-unquote big one could happen. So, you know, I was in the 90s, we had the Northridge quake. And that was, that was devastating. There were, like, students in their dorms, I heard, or apartments where they were on the first floor, and then the buildings collapsed on top of them. I mean, I don't know where the safest place to be is. You don't want to be, near windows or walls or things that'll crash on you. If there's a strong doorway, although most modern homes, they don't have that very strong door structure. So sometimes getting out into an open space is safe, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, we think as humans that we are controlling the climate. We're controlling what happens on this earth. Our earth has been grumbling and has been tearing and creaking and cricketing and blowing lava and doing things since the dawn of time. And we might think that we have the power to prevent, we don't. All we could do is, alert ourselves and, try not to make the Mother Nature too mad. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Peter from Tampa writes, if the news stops covering COVID, it seems to go away, huh? Now, that's an interesting statement. Yeah, hasn't it been nice? We haven't been hearing about COVID. It's been nice. The problem is I hate to say this, but it hasn't gone away. COVID hasn't gone away. It's my job. It's my job to keep an eye on it, to tell you guys about it. But Peter brings up a good point. This is a good point, okay? We don't talk about the average cold. We don't talk about in the news somebody having diarrhea. You know, COVID was huge. It was big. But I think the media over-covered it. I mean, you couldn't get around talking about it. Whereas people stopped watching the news, people were making jokes. Remember there was some, I think there was like some dead animals, like a deer or a skunk, whatever, in the road. I think this was like in Tennessee. So some people, you know, moved the carcasses off the road, put them on the side of the road so they wouldn't keep getting run over. And then they put a sign on it with an arrow saying killed by COVID. You know, and then I think the police had to say, well, you guys stop that. Don't be touching the carcasses and don't be putting signs up saying COVID killed them. Okay? It turned into a joke. And the reason why, which really stinks, is the media works under the concept that people might be stupid. And the media thinks, look, if we just say something once, people aren't going to think or take it that seriously. But if we say it over and over and over again, then people will go, oh, okay, I have to listen. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like they think America's a bunch of three-year-olds. So, like, if I tell my kids, I still do. I have, you know, 19-year-old and 22-year-old. When I ask them to do the dishes, can you do the dishes? Yeah. You'd think that would be it, right? 5 to 7 times. Until I'm finally like, can you do the dishes? Or the dishes aren't done. Loud. It gets done. Well, sadly, people in the media think, or public health officials think, that's what's happening when it comes to COVID. See, me with you guys, I mean, for those of you guys who have been listening for years, I can just say, hey, guys, I'm worried about this one. Write it down. Remember it. If you're not, I'll give you another, you know, I'll give you another reminder. But, yeah, this isn't looking good. Like when we talk about foodborne illnesses and some outbreaks of Listeria, E. coli, I tell you guys, cook your food, man. You know, make sure you cook your food. If you touch something raw, wash your hands. And then we move on. There's other things in life. But that's not what I have with COVID. So it's all COVID. And I get it. I mean, it affected the economy. Well, the politicians made it affect the economy. So now people had to listen to the news because they want to know when they could open up their business or when they felt they could go back to the doctor or when they were like, when are the medicines coming out? So it is fascinating that as we've had other illnesses that, you know, haven't dominated the news cycle, once we start to not talk that much about COVID, it seems to be dying down. Well, I can't necessarily as a doctor make that connection because it was going down anyway. I told you guys in January, most of us are going to get this, and then by mid-February, cases are going to start, you know, slowing down, and it's hopefully we're going to get a good few months, hopefully more, of mild, if not, you know, any sort of little blips of waves, and then we'll know by the spring, summer, what else might hit us. Period. That's all I think we needed to say. But then with Russia's invasion at the end of February, that did change the news course. So is COVID still around? It is. It is. And in fact, you know, I'm telling you guys about it because some of you want to plan vacations. Some of you want to plan things. And if the media isn't talking about it, if the media has a quiet moment going, oh, my gosh, well, now we have another huge wave of COVID, you're going to have all these industries start, you know, making changes, and you're going to be like, wait a second, what? So I just want you guys prepared and to always have plan B, because once the news cycle shifts, and it will, and then if we start getting soaring hospital cases, it's going to be the next big story. COVID's here again. And then you're either going to have to test negative before you go on a trip or before you come back to the U.S. or whatever. So just to kind of, you know, let you guys know, South Korea is dealing with huge, huge outbreak. I think one of the worst they've had, over 400,000 cases a day. Another 164 deaths. Sadly, many countries in Asia are battling tens of thousands of cases. Japan, 50,000. Germany is 188,000. But going back to, let me see if we have... Oh, I don't think we're getting China's numbers. China's numbers I can't even trust. I don't even know why I look. Russia's still battling a lot of cases. But so in Asia, we are seeing these spikes. And the reason why I worry about that is because what happens in Asia then moves to Europe and then 6 weeks later comes to us. So we could be looking at something within 12 weeks. Now, I am hoping that Asia is now getting our, shall we say, like dirty laundry, so to speak, where this is what we just dealt with Omicron, so they get it, and then it's going to die off. But I'm not thinking that's what's going on. In the meantime, what's happening in America? Well, the CDC has said that the Omicron stealth variant, or baby Omicron, is now making up 23% of U.S. COVID cases. And as they're studying wastewater data, cases do appear to be rising again. They say Omicron stealth variant now makes up 23% of all cases. The other Omicron, very few Delta, but the majority of is Papa Omicron. And CDC said that on Tuesday, one-third of wastewater sample sites showed a jump in cases from the first 10 days in March. World Health Organization is warning that global COVID cases are starting to reverse course after weeks of falling as well. We don't need this BS right now. And they say that the rises are due to the stealth variant, the BA.2 lineage of the Omicron strain, or baby Omicron, or stealth Omicron. So when the World Health Organization is saying, hey guys, cases are rising, and then you have the CDC going, yep, we're picking it up in wastewater, because remember, it comes out of our stool. We then, might be dealing with another wave. Now, what I'm hoping is it's going to be one of these, like, weenie waves, all right, where it's just a mild wave, we get in the spring, and it's nothing that's going to over, because again, you can have COVID. It doesn't necessarily mean you'll be in the hospital. So we're hoping it's a mild COVID, you know, just gives us the coughs, colds, things like that, and it gets the hell out of our country. Our hospitalizations are going down. Our death rate is slowing down. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Omicron kicked our butts. But it is odd that Kamala Harris's husband just came down with COVID. Mild, though. Barack Obama has COVID. So what? Is it now moving again from the east? Usually it hits in the east and goes west. So are we starting to get another wave this summer? And I want COVID to go away because I'm tired of all the rules. I'm tired of people having to test. You know, one of my children wants to take an overseas trip while, you know, other students are going, and it's a great trip, and, you know, it's a fantastic trip, and he wants to go overseas, and they're supposed to test for COVID before you go a couple times while you're there, and then in order to get back to the country. And if at all you test positive, you're going to be stuck. I told him I don't think it's a good idea for him to go. I hate to do that, but it's like our lives have been on hold because of this. And wastewater tracking is fantastic in that they use sewage samples to find virus prevalence within each community. Because a lot of people, they aren't testing. I mean, after I kept testing negative and I had symptoms, I'm like, to hell with this. The tests aren't picking it up. So a lot of people that have been calling in with sore throat, cough, runny nose, and we're getting a lot of them, they're not testing. They're like, it's not COVID, just give me an antibiotic. I go, well, it still could be a virus, even if it's not COVID. No, just give me an antibiotic. Nobody wants to test for COVID because they want the antibiotic. So we can't count on COVID testing numbers, you know, always. But they could tell because of the wastewater. So it's pretty cool. 1-877, well, not cool for the person who has to look at the wastewater. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden is using the White House to call out the tendency for gasoline prices to go up like a rocket when oil spikes, but drop slowly when crude goes down. Biden fired off a tweet this morning. The tweet said, oil prices are decreasing, gas prices should too. The last time oil was $96 a barrel, gas was $3.62 a gallon. Now, it's $4.31. Gas and oil companies shouldn't pad their profits at the expense of hardworking Americans. Speaking to Congress this morning, President Zelensky asked for a no-fly zone and also asked for more sanctions on Russia.
All American ports should be closed for Russian goods. Peace is more important than income, and we have to defend this principle in the whole world.
President Biden has announced, however, an additional $800 million in military support for Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. A tsunami warning has been issued by Japanese officials following a 7.3 magnitude earthquake that hit off the coast of Fukushima, where a 2011 quake caused a disaster at a nuclear power plant. This advisory warns of tsunami heights reaching up to 10 feet above normal tidal levels, with the initial waves reaching shore around midnight local time. According to the U.S. Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, a Pacific Basin-wide tsunami is not expected at this time. President Joe Biden is scheduled to restart the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act. The landmark law is aimed at protecting and supporting survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. Biden initially helped to write that piece of legislation that was enacted in 1994 when he was a senator from Delaware. That legislation requires renewal every 5 years ago, and it lapsed several years ago due to a partisan disagreement whether to ban dating partners and stalkers convicted of domestic violence from owning firearms. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, you know, we talk about people, and like today we saw Vladimir Zelensky and we were like, wow, you know, I mean, I am dying to hear his story. And I love biographies. I really love biographies, and I love, you know, reading about how people kind of made it over, you know, made it through tragedies, through successes, and navigated through life. Because, you know, all we get is trained by our parents and say, well, don't do this, don't do this. You know, don't date, you know, a guy named Dirk. And I dated a guy named Dirk, and they were right. But I need more than that. So joining us next, this is fantastic, is William Bue White III. And Bue White is joining us now to talk to us about what he's done. Bue, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Doctor.
Wow. And you're from Alabama, and I love you guys in Alabama. I'm licensed in Alabama, so God bless you guys. So, yeah, talk to us about what you've been doing. Your life has been pretty fascinating. Talk to us, Bue.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to do that anyway. About my life. Well, I have got a terrible connection.
Oh, you do? Can you hear me okay? Okay. Oh, man. Oh, no. You know what? It's fascinating. I get that with Alabama. All right. Hopefully he'll call back. I get that with my patients. It's interesting. I'm licensed in multiple states, including Alabama, Mississippi, Guam. Alabama and Mississippi, I seem to have some of the most difficult challenges with the, internet. So we'll see. Once we get him back, hopefully we'll, All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you had asked if this daylight savings time means we're done changing clocks forever. Not yet. The Senate has voted unanimously to end daylight savings time, hallelujah, or the daylight savings time changes, hallelujah, praise the Lord. However, that might not go into effect until like 2023. But we're going to be talking about that in a little bit, but it's very, very exciting, long overdue. Bu, are you back with us?
I'm back. Sorry.
Awesome.
Disconnected there.
No worries. So tell us your story.
Okay, so I decided to write this book after I was in the hospital and almost died. And I don't think people realize it, but you get a signal to your brain that you're going to die and you have a few minutes to live. It's kind of like, say whatever you want to say, because we're out of here in a few minutes. And I came back.
Wow.
I was fortunate. I was in the hospital, and they brought me back by putting dopamine and salt water in me and bringing my heart rate up. And I had a blood clot go through. You know, a blood clot can kill you if it hits your brain or your lungs or your heart or your liver or your kidney, any of those places. They're dangerous. Yeah. They're like bullets.
When did this happen?
And so... this happened in 2013, and then I came back, and I was like, I was working on this book, and so I was like, I got a signal, another signal going, finish the book, write the book. I was like, okay, this is important. So I started working on it, and it's a story of life and business and love, my love for my wife, and it opens in the scene in the hospital where I almost died, and then it goes right to college.
Yeah, you went to Auburn, right? Auburn University?
Yeah, the University of Alabama is what I like to call it.
Yeah. What did you study?
Textile engineering.
Oh, that's good.
So I was in textiles. Yeah, I was. They don't even have that school anymore. But at that time, most of the fabrics were made in the United States back then, and I was hoping to join my great grandfather's company, which was a Fortune 500 company at the time. And I got a job there, and then I was excited because I was the first person in the fourth generation to come in, and then a bunch of my cousins came in after me. I was like, man, this is going to be a bloodbath when I get to be older. If I want to be president, I don't know if I'll get a chance. And I was calling on entrepreneurs while I was in New York City. I had taken a job as a salesperson in New York City, and the book sort of walks you through all the things that happened there.
Yeah.
And then
Because you were a small business, you went from small business to be able to build your company, and I'm sure you got hit, people were throwing obstacles in your way, you know, like all of us, sadly, and you were able to overcome those, huh?
Yes, I think that the grit that it takes to overcome all that is a great part of the book. And so I left. This is my family company. It was a Fortune 500 company. I left them, started a business from scratch, and then it grew it. But over that term, there were many things that happened which made me go, I'm going to go out of business here. This is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Including I'm in Chicago at the second largest building in the world next to the Pentagon when the planes hit the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They were worried about Sears Tower. They were evacuating Chicago. Yep.
They were worried about our building, so they evacuated our building while we were there. And we were like, we go out on the street and we can't get anything to eat. I mean, it's just like everything just shut down. It was amazing. And so then that's part of it. And then the 2008, the Great Recession is a great part of it. But all the thread through this is the love story of meeting my wife in college and then that – that love story, how she supported me during this difficult time. So,
all the is she still with you?
And
is your
when
wife
I didn't
still
believe in
you?
Myself.
Yeah. Pew, yeah. Is your wife still with you? Yeah, that, I got to tell you, so the, you know,
years.
His summer classic, Pew White story, you know, whether you want to read it for the business sense, for the, you know, the life and death sense, or just how to stay married that long, I mean, that's, I think that's incredible. I'm on year 25, and I don't know if my husband could put up with me for another 25 days, let alone 25 years. So, yeah, any insight is going to be definitely well appreciated.
I did something on my 25th that turned out to be what I thought was one of the best things I've ever done. I said, well, I don't know if I'm going to be alive at my 50th anniversary. I'm going to have a 25th anniversary party.
Good.
And I had a black tie party. This is in the book, too. I had a black tie party, and it was, I had a friend of mine be the MC, and everybody thought I'd paid him. He was like Johnny Carson. He was
nice.
Hilarious, too. And
nice.
So it was an incredible event. It's kind of in honor of my wife, and almost everybody that came wrote me a letter, and I saved all the letters, and I gave it. I had them put in a book and gave it to her for the 45th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that, what had happened during that period, I was working on a video for her, and I realized how fortunate I was. I mean, I had kind of just been building business and neglected how important this relationship was, and mm-hmm. it really brought that to life.
Oh, yeah.
So I would encourage you, I don't know if you want to have one for your husband, but...
Yeah,
but,
oh, yeah, no.
Y'all can do it together, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, we wanted to renew the vows. Yeah, we wanted to, but with COVID and everything, we knew people wouldn't come, and that was, but here's the thing, in the final minute, I want my listeners, you know, I've been telling my listeners to write a book. I've been telling them that even if you aren't the most linguistic, now you are, so they could use your Bew White story as a guide, but I think a lot of people have an amazing story, and they're afraid to do that. And I tell them, get a book. That, you know, look at how it was done, and you illustrate it beautifully in yours, and they could kind of follow that as a guide or a template on you know, being able to share and talk about. And even if it doesn't become a bestseller like your books do, what a gift. Write a book and then give it to your loved one, and look, I wrote about you, you know? So I really urge people get the Bew White story, because it's a fantastic
story. It's a
great
idea.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
And write it for your grandchildren. Write mm-hmm. it to your grandchildren's grandchildren. I mean, this is a lot about entrepreneurship. It's about the difficulties in entrepreneurship. And one of the things you need to know, if you wanted to start a business, where there are mm-hmm. six traits you must have, mm-hmm. and that's not in the book, but it's mm-hmm. Passionate, visionary, mm-hmm. driven, risk taker.
How can people find the book? We're at the end. How can people find the book?
Yes, Amazon has it, and then my roommate in college, who's an actor, producer, director, reads it on the Audible version, and it's really good.
Good, awesome.
But
well,
you can
thank
get it on
your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams.
but there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Keep those questions and those calls and those emails coming. We'll take them all. Emails, calls, Twitters, Facebook, we'll take them all. So the next one wants to know about summer travel. What do I think is going to be happening with COVID? Are they going to be testing in order for you to get back into the country? So I think that's a fantastic question. What do we predict in terms of the CDC, and are they going to want us to? Gosh, my nose keeps running. I tell you, man, the pollen's in. You know, if we're going to be having to test negative in order to come back into the country. So one thing that I think we could all agree with COVID is, number one, is we're sick of it, right? We're all sick of COVID, sick of it, sick of it. Number two is every day it's like different poop, different day. New day, different poop. Or maybe same poop, different day. And so I think we're looking really good the next couple weeks. I know President Obama, you know, came down with COVID. We're in March, but still around. I know that Kamala Harris's husband, the first husband, first vice president husband, came down with COVID. mild. So, yeah, COVID cases, hopefully if they do come our way, they're mild. Our hospitals are not necessarily opening up because all these people that have neglected themselves are in the hospitals, but at least COVID numbers are going down the hospital. But the problem that I have with anything with travel is when people make a rule, they make it like that, you know? And when they're quick to say, all right, guys, you know what? Sorry, everybody needs a booster. Or everybody needs to take a test. Or, you know, there's really no discussion, no flexibility. So I personally am not planning any international or any big fancy trips this summer. Not that I could even afford it, but that's the other thing. So the reason why I'm not excited about travel, now this is me. For you guys, you have only one life to live, YOLO. So I get, you know, you think you can make it in and out of a country without having a quarantine or whatever, deal with war, have at it. For me, I'm in saving mode. Right now, I think we are going to be in a world of, if not already, I don't see Putin turning around in a day or two, say, my bad, can we all be friends and open everything back up and do commerce again. I think it's, you know, and we already know that China is escalating tensions with Australia, wanting to move in with Taiwan, which means we're going to be in a position where we're fighting with China, which means a lot of our goods we're not going to get. So I am expecting a poop storm if this war doesn't calm down, and I'm expecting things to be pretty expensive. So there's no way I want to sink any money into a credit card or any money into a trip that I might not be able to get back. So the first piece of advice I'm telling you guys is if you do have extra money, one, save it. If you really want to travel, make sure it's refundable. For the love of the Lord, make sure that trip is refundable. Get some travel insurance from a good company because I just can't say this summer is going to be without its drama. And that's from the war standpoint. Now, what about COVID? Well, the Delta Omicron, whatever they want to call it, I call it Deltacron, starting to kind of show up in cases in Europe. Some of them were hospitalized, as we saw in Greece. I'm not looking at that as the next major wave yet, but it's something that we're watching, and I don't think it's gotten variant of concern status yet, although French researchers asked that this be kind of watched and looked at, but I'm not too much worried about Deltacron. But interestingly, we're told by the CDC that baby Omicron or stealth Omicron, that BA2, which comes from the original Omicron, already 23% of the cases are baby Omicron. And they're saying they're looking at our poop. They're looking at our wastewater and numbers going up. So rather than waiting for people to test, you know, and not test or go in and get seen, it's almost easier for the public officials to look at our wastewater. And they say they're already seeing cases rise. So we found it intriguing that President Obama would get COVID. Now that shouldn't have he had already gotten Omicron? I mean, everybody vaccinated and boosted got some sort of COVID now. So I'm wondering if maybe what we're starting to see is some of these baby Omicron or stealth Omicron cases. I don't think it should be called stealth, but they're calling it stealth. And it doesn't have to be called baby Omicron, but I'm trying to differentiate it from Omicron senior. And so if we are starting to see in D.C. some of these cases, that's interesting. Now, I'm licensed in multiple states. My easternmost states, we are starting to see coughs, colds, sinus infections. Now, mind you, pollen's coming. That, you know, a spring allergy season, I always get a sinus infection during allergy season. So it could be that, but these are people getting sick or seeing fevers. And so not to the high cases, not to the high numbers of cases. And trust me, last thing I want is everybody freaking out of COVID. I kind of am enjoying this little lull. But I'm here to tell you, as a physician, yeah, I'm starting to see some cases on the east. So will it move to the west in a couple weeks? Will those of us who got Omicron and our vaccine have hybrid immunity and be fine? I hope so. But the reason why I bring this up is because I wanted Omicron to be the last of it. Now we have this baby Omicron. It looks like baby Omicron is making its way. We have South Korea that had over 400,000 cases in one day. We have China going on lockdown. It's not good, especially for the supply chain.
Russia is still battling a lot of cases. Japan, Indonesia. So hopefully these are mild, and it's all how the country acts. You know, we didn't freak out when there was cold. We didn't freak out that there was flu. Cruise ships, people still got to, you know, go in and out of the country when they had flu. But now everybody has a degree in microbiology, they think. And now, as we can also see, international relations, right? So now that everybody thinks they're an expert, there's this pressure like, why aren't you doing something? We're going to have another COVID wave. Why aren't you doing something? So that these public officials feel pressure to do something. So if you are thinking about a cruise, even though we're hearing today that things are becoming a little bit more flexible, the guidelines are loosening, if we do get what's going on in Asia now, and it moves over. See, I was hoping what was going on with Asia, with the 400,000 cases in South Korea and all that, was you know, like I said, our dirty laundry, what we just went through. But if this is a new wave, and then it's going to hit Europe, and then it's going to hit us, all right, it takes about 6 weeks until England picks up what happens in Asia. It takes us about 6 weeks then to follow. That puts us smack into the summer. So for me, I want to save money. I don't know what the hell's going on with the war. I'm not really excited about making any more plans that have to get canceled. I'm tired of canceling trips. And I don't know if we're going to have this stupid wave coming. And again, I'm not afraid that much, so much of COVID. But what I'm afraid of is being somewhere where they test you. And like, oh, Dahlia, you're positive. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not positive. I feel fine. But you're positive. We've got to quarantine you. And I went through all this just to sit in some hotel for 5 to 7 days or 10 days, depending on if they decide to go by different rules of the CDC. So I'm not here to tell you to not travel. I would not do that. You have family to see. You have life to live. I think this 2.5 years has been an absolute cluster and a half. And I also see that things are getting worse with China and Russia, which means if you do have a small window of going where you want to go, I can see why you'd want to take advantage of it. But me, personally, I don't trust, I don't know what the hell is going on. And I'm just right now kind of in save mode, and I'm going to just kind of like lay low. If I could figure out how to buy some gold and silver, I think I'm going to do that. I'm stocking up on, you know, cleaning supplies. Because, you know, I don't want to have a dirty house because we can't access cleaning supplies. And look at all your stuff. Do this, guys. Look at all your stuff and see if it's made in China. If it's made in China, you better buy whatever you think you need. Because China's going to cut us off soon. And then you might not be able to get a lot of the stuff you get. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.